satanic drama. Divine Comforter. One row forward sits Cotton Two, a striking but somewhat vacant blonde beauty. She intently watches a male passenger across the aisle who is reading Playboy. She is voyeuristically turned on as she watches his crotch, but he glances up, sees her, and shifts in embarrassment. Unfazed, Cotton Two goes back to reading a male nude magazine. Meanwhile, Crackers 2 is reading Violent World magazine, as Dwayne, an intense little boy with thick glasses, sits on his lap. Crackers 2 is a rough but very handsome hillbilly. Dwayne is about 8 years old and is dressed in ridiculously bad drag. He is happily teasing the hair of a woman's wig he holds in his lap. Finishing the hairdo, he shows it to Crackers 2, who helps Dwayne slip on the wig. Passengers glare in disgust. Dwayne models the wig happily, and Crackers, too, hugs the happy child. The Greyhound bus passes a sign reading, "Welcome to Baltimore, your charm city." In the Greyhound bus station, the usual poverty-stricken crowd is waiting for the arriving bus. Sticking out like a sore thumb is the small pack of divine groupies who are waiting with placards, "Welcome home, filthiest." 15 long years. We are filth. Divine is God. They all wear tattooed Fs on their foreheads. They are Bambi, a sexy charo-type hillbilly. Inez, a beautiful tall fanatic. Irma, a bizarre high fashion model. Doyle, a middle-aged, overly dressed Liberace type. And Wiffle and Waffle, two exhibitionist muscle men. The bus pulls in and the groupies are wild with excitement. As the bus door opens, the passengers disembark and look confused at the sight of the groupies who have pushed to the front of the awaiting crowd. Finally, Crackers 2 gets off, holding Dwayne. Groupies cheer, get his autograph, and touch him like some sort of god. Cotton 2 follows, and Wiffle and Waffle start wildly tearing off their shirts and posing for her as she smiles in delight. Finally, Divine exits the bus, struggling with Mama Edie on her back and a baby backpack. Groupies go wild, falling to the ground. Inez rushes off screen and comes back with a giant baby stroller, and groupies struggle to put Edie in it. The filth entourage is let out of the bus station by Bambi, who throws dead mackerels from a bucket to a stunned crowd of onlookers. The entire filth family is led to an extremely souped-up Cadillac convertible with FILTH vanity plates. Crackers 2 is handed the keys, and Edie is placed in a giant baby seat with a steering wheel in the front seat. Cotton 2 rides shotgun as Divine sits regally in the back seat. Groupies pile in another gaudy car and beckon them to follow. The cavalcade pulls off. The cavalcade cruises down the street in a slummy neighborhood. Beggars, whores, and convicts rush from their homes, falling to their knees as Divine blesses them and throws kisses. Next, they ride through the country. As the car slows up, Divine blows a kiss to a cow. The cow looks up and runs. The cavalcade drives on before turning down a dirt road past signs that read, "Private property, keep out, and no assholes allowed." They pull up to an insane, multicolored, outlandish version of a child's tree fort with a large, deluxe, store-bought swimming pool below it. Divine is in awe at her new hideaway. The group piles out of their cars, marveling at the beauty of their new home. Bambi steps forward.
"From the filth followers all over the world, here it is, your new hideaway."
"It's absolutely perfect, Bambi. I owe so much to you groupies, you who wear the F sign of filth on your foreheads for the world to see. Your work will not go unrewarded, I promise you." The groupies, ooh, and ah, and excitement. Inez steps in. "Would you like to see the interior?" "I'm waiting with bated breath, Inez."
"This way, Madam Divine."
"Thank you, Doyle." The groupies lead Divine and the family to a rickety elevator at the base of the tree. The elevator rises to the interior of the tree fort. Inside the fort's living room, a fantastic set is decorated in the most garish and hilarious way possible. They all enter.
"Oh, it's beautiful. So tasteful.
So luxurious."
"If I may point out, the living room offers complete video surveillance." Irma leads them into the living room where a video camera sits at the corner of the ceiling. "And playback system in case you and your family may want to review."